give me something to believe in.
Broadcasting from the Honda North studios. Summer may be in the books, but the big clearance savings at Honda North are still going on every remaining 2017 vehicle in stock, like the Honda Fit, HR-V, and the best-in-class CR-V. Deals like this don't come around every day, so hurry into Honda North now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. We call it The Grassroots Show. We appreciate you tuning in here tonight. We're presented in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station, 97.7, and our friend Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions with us here tonight. Utah, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob.
And local music is about to fill the airwaves here tonight. We've got 8 songs that we're going to play for you, and we're going to feature 4 of those songs who are going to be people involved and playing this year's Butler Fall Festival. Mr. Don Shear is one of the volunteers that is helping to put that together this year, and they have really expanded the Butler Fall Festival musically. We're really excited to be a part of that, and we've mentioned that on previous shows, Utah, because Shady Lady is involved in putting together one of the stages.
Yeah, we're going to be reviving some music at the West Newcastle Street Plaza today, and big shout out to Don for reaching out and letting us be involved with that, because it's great when there's music downtown, and you're going to learn all about that here coming up.
And a pretty neat connection to music downtown and, of course, Utah. Back a little while ago, we were watching you and Rob perform down at one of the local establishments that is on Main Street. And lo and behold, there just happened to be some people there were in attendance that night, and it connected up to something that you played earlier today.
Yes, and I think we can say the name of that establishment. It was Reclamation Brewing, one of our favorite places to play. And, in fact, we'll be playing their private mug club party coming up here next week. Oh. So looking very forward to that. And we were part of their beer fest on top of the parking garage last year also. But, yes, you're getting to Narcissi Winery, me and Rob were both honored to get to play today as the Noble Hops Band, and it's just such fine folks that run and operate that place. They came out and caught us at Reclamation Brewing there that night. In fact, you can get Narcissi wine there.
Yeah.
And apparently, in a perfect turn of events, you can get Reclamation Brewing beer at Narcissi Winery.
Wow, how about that?
So that's how you do it, folks.
Awesome.
Yeah, that works out. But, yeah, a lot of fun today. I appreciate everybody who came out and supported everybody. So.
Yeah, and it's cool to see the success of the local brewers, and it's growing. And and at the same time, talking about their success, there's a reason why they're successful, because they've got some good product. So, and it's local business.
Oh yeah,
so
yep.
That's really cool stuff. Well, congratulations on that. I'm glad you had a good day. And we have a little bit of info correction from last week that we want to pass along to you.
Oh, yeah. Last week we played a song called Empty Voids by the band Raven's Law, and I had the information mixed up on that. I thought it was New Mutiny, a band that an old acquaintance of mine has together, and I kind of labeled that song as that. So apologize for that. Raven's Law is a 4-piece metalcore band. They're out of Erie, PA, and they reached out to us, and so we popped on their song Empty Voids. They have more songs you're going to send our way, and hopefully we'll get some of them on. The band members are Joey Dunn on vocals, Joe Bauer on guitar, Blake Peterson their bassist, and Mike Wolf on drums. So you can check them out online, Raven's Law Band.
Yeah, they're out of Erie, which is cool.
Yep.
So good to hear from Erie.
So apologize for the misinformation there, but it's best to email me. Trust me. It's best to email me. Facebook, I run too many pages, and messages get scattered in my head a little bit, and I don't try to pay too much attention to it.
Yeah. Well, it gets tough, and that's why we recommend you email the show. We have a grassroots page, too, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. It allows us to exclusively hold your material there.
Yes, yes.
Because I know a lot of people email me on my email page here, and I try to keep track on that, but it's difficult because this is, we have other full-time jobs, too. So the best way for you to get in touch with us is grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Or you can email Shady Lady Productions, and that's the best thing to do. Instead of, I know a lot of people love to use the Messenger on Facebook, and I'm not an avid user of Messenger, so just be aware of that. If you get in touch with me that way, and I'm not trying to ignore you. I just don't use it.
Yeah, same here. I just don't either. And again, with the multiple pages I run, and just to be able to go back and find something after the fact, you know, it's not very easy to do with the Messenger and Facebook, or at least not for me. Maybe some smart-ass 10-year-old kid has no problem with it. Old Joe Walsh reference there. But but for me, it's cumbersome, so I do prefer email.
Sorry, we're analog men in a digital age. So, hey, let's get to some music here.
Yeah, we've got something coming up here at the Lindora Hotel that the Red Lines, I believe, are putting on, Brian Cease. It'll be on September 30th. And on that bill, along with the Red Lions, is Chet Vincent. And so I say we throw on a cool little tune of theirs called Finger Trap.
All right, we'll hear that. And by the way, I was also told that Justin and Dave Hyland are going to do an acoustic open for that. So it won't be specifically the Hyland Brothers Band. It'll just be kind of the Hyland's acoustic. So be sure to come down and check that out. And we'll follow that up with a new release, a new single from a brand new album from the band, the Honey Riders. They're back with an album that is called Pow Crash, kind of like old Batman stuff.
Old Batman stuff,
yeah. And they've got a little bit political. You know, they've had some fun, lovey kind of songs that I really enjoy. I mean, I had them on my list for Grassy's, I think.
They were a nominee 1 year.
Yeah, and I love their stuff. And this is a song called America, and it's spelled with a K. And it's, you know, a little bit of a, I guess you could say, an observation of our social times right now here in this great land. And I think you'll enjoy this. New stuff from the Honey Riders following Chen Vincent. It's the Grassroots Show, and Don Shear is on the way next here on 97.7. We'll be right back.
information nationwide, the fascination with sensation. Why the interaction with distraction, surfing on the channels to find more action.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com. This particular segment is being brought to you by our friends down at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's really the first thing you'll see when you pop down into Freeport, and that's the Rainbow Inn, the place to stop for a refreshingly good time and drink specials like the Man Can Special. Stop in today. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., and they always have some good times for you to enjoy.
And if you keep driving past the Rainbow down the river and make a right, my dock's for sale. So any interested people looking to get a new dock, hit me up.
So if you have a place along the river and you need a dock, Utah's the man. All right. So
just, I don't want to have to haul the thing back out this year. I'm done with it.
Just doesn't have time to go enjoy the water anymore. So, well, something we want you to enjoy, and that's coming up next week here in the beautiful downtown Butler. It's the Butler Fall Fest time, and some excitement surrounding that this year because music is going to fill the downtown, and quite a bit of it as well. We want to welcome in Mr. Don Shear from the band Anger the Ant, who joins us. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing quite well. First, though, before we talk Butler Fall Fest and what you've been up to, let's get an update since you're here on Anger the Ant, what you guys are up to, the past Grassy Award-winning band. You guys staying busy?
Yeah, we got when this airs, we'll just have finished playing Recon Brewing and Double White Grill. And then going in October, we have two Halloween shows. We'll have the Monroe Hotel the last Friday of October, and then that Saturday we're playing the Chicorga. Pronounce it. I can't remember how they have the weird spelling.
I told you it's really clever, but yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Either. The Monster's Ball. Yeah, it's the Monster Ball up in Shakur at the BFW. So we'll definitely be busy in October.
That sounds good. Well, look forward to that. Mark your calendars there, kids, and keep your ears to the radio. We'll keep you up to date on that. Good to hear you guys are still staying very, very busy, and you haven't added anybody in the last week?
No. I think we're frozen a six-piece now.
Yeah. Good stuff. Of course, Don, you've been very involved in the music scene here a long time. We've had you on, I mean, even before Anger the Ant, talking about the Butler Music Project, and you have been providing music for the tremendous Butler Farmers Market all year long that is every Saturday morning.
Yeah, and it's been going really well, and a big shout-out to Butler Downtown for that. They're the ones that put that on. But also a big shout-out to the farmers down there, because last year all the music was volunteer. This year the farmers stepped up and said, hey, raise our fees a dollar and pay them. So
Wow. So
all the musicians actually get paid this year because of the farmers. And we're actually like, why are they doing this for free? Pay them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was very, very cool. So that shows you that they appreciated the musicians that were coming down last year and this year.
Yeah.
They definitely stepped up and said thank you.
Well, so, you know, and I think that shows the integrity of our farmers, too. They get it. They know that it's, you know, hard work that makes a buck. And they appreciate the fact that a lot of our musicians don't always get paid for the services they do provide and the talents they display, which is, I think that's a pretty cool connection. And, you know, it's great to see people just come hang around, too, and enjoy the music and enjoy what the farmers have to offer.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been an amazing, amazing run of music down there. We've not had one cancellation, which is surprising to me, being Saturday morning inviting musicians out to play.
Especially if they played a Friday night.
Exactly.
And the weather might not be conducive to playing the next day.
Yeah, so we haven't had one musician call me Saturday morning going, I'm not going to make it, man. Like, everyone's been there, so.
And we've had that on the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. We're sitting here like, they coming in, they calling, what happened to them?
Yeah, and we don't record after a Friday night, so.
We've had to pull some things out, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, that's good to see. I'm glad it's successful. And it still goes on into October as well.
The last weekend will be the last weekend of October. So
awesome.
The only time there will not be live music down at the Farmers Market will be the Fall Festival.
Fall Festival Day, which is next Saturday.
September 23rd.
And you're part of the committee this year. There's been kind of a transition over, some new people, new blood coming in, which, you know, I think is a good thing. You've seen that transition over the years from time to time, and people come in and do a great job. And then sometimes any event, I think, for it to stay strong, needs a little bit of new blood because, you know, people get stretched too thin sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what happened here is the past board announced in the paper that they were no longer going to do the Fall Festival. The group I work with, Dean Selfridge is our fearless leader, we'll call him. He stepped up and said, we'll do it. Don Kilroy stayed on from the previous board, and then after that, it is all new volunteers, all new board members. And when they invited me, I said, okay, we're going to make this little mini music festival.
Nice.
One-day music festival on Main Street. And they didn't understand what that meant until I gave them the list, and they went, oh, you were serious. So.
But it's paid off, and it has played out well, because you're going to have something, if you take a walk down, if you give an overview of the Butler Fall Fest, I mean, this is something that is not just a block or two. It is
all of Main Street. Yes. We shut down from Wayne. Obviously, it doesn't start, we have to shut down at Wayne, but it starts at Diamond Park. There'll be food trucks lining Diamond Park. There will be an acoustic stage set there. and then it runs the whole way down to, I believe, North Street, and then there's a car cruise past that.
Okay.
And a kids zone. We have a kids zone this year, and there are 160 vendor booths.
Wow.
They are, I believe, by Sunday, they should be all gone. I think we had three left as of this morning.
Very cool. Very cool.
And there's only, I think, four vendors that took up more than one booth. So when you show up at the Fall Festival this year, it's going to be wall-to-wall vendors, and also we I think there's only three booths that are only handing out information. Everyone is crafting, selling baked goods, whatever. It's going to be a nice, fun day.
That is phenomenal. So that's exciting to hear. And, you know, it's a fun time to just take a stroll.
Yeah.
You know, you can see a lot of different things, and whether you start, you know, on North Main or South Main, down near Diamond Park, you know, you can take a stroll and you're going to get to hear music because you're going to have different avenues of fun for people to enjoy.
Yep, yep. And we've already got in the works next year on how this is going to get bigger, but since it's our first year, we're like, let's get through this.
Yeah, step one, good weather always is conducive to having a successful event, although I've been down there and it's rained over a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but I think we've had all the cold and rain, so we got that out of the road, you know, so keep our fingers crossed with that. So
praying.
Yeah, but it's just a great way to showcase a community, these events that happen. This will be following on the heels of Slippery Rock Village Fest, which has become enormous up there, and you hear this in different communities, and they include music, and I think that's something people have come to expect when there's a get-together of excitement. You know, Zillion Taps, another sample of that. Music can really, really add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, and especially since this year and the Fall Festival previous, in the previous years, the music they brought in, like ever since they announced that I was going to be the entertainment chair, the emails I was getting from people from Nashville, and I think I had one from California about, hey, we played the Fall Festival in the past, we're wanting to come back, and I was like, I didn't realize they were going that far outside of the community for this, and we kept it all local. We kept it all people that you hear here on the Grassroots Show. So.
Very cool. Very cool. So, and we'll get into some of the different artists coming up here and let you find out who's going to be there. But if you're hungry, if you want to just come celebrate a good time, that's what the Fall Festival is all about. It's just an opportunity for people to get together and enjoy each other. You know.
Yeah, and we've got some amazing vendors. Come out and see the crafters. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I should have had a list here.
but there's going to be a lot.
My mom's setting up a booth. Does that count?
Yeah, sure. What's your mom going to be doing?
She makes quillos.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what a quillo is?
No.
It's amazing. It's a quilt that folds into a pillow.
Oh, neat.
So whenever you unfold it, it's got a little pocket and you put your feet in it. It's my favorite thing on the planet. It's just nice and cozy for the feet.
Well, there you go. If you're not going to the Rainbow Inn to watch college football, you can wake up Saturday morning and watch it and be all wrapped up.
Be quilloed up.
There you go.
Quillo, yeah.
I like
so
it.
She's not running your political office tent or anything like that?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm not getting out of parking tickets yet, Tom. In fact, I'll probably have a couple letters.
I've been trying to get Don to get me out of a parking ticket.
Really?
Yeah. Wanting it out.
Oh. Well, he can do a lot of things.
So I might have to start phoning in into the show here because I won't be able to come to Butler.
We'll bring you an escort. Hey, we're going to get to some music. In fact, why don't we dive into the music a little bit, and we'll get in-depth here in the next segment, Don. But why don't we intro a couple of people that you're going to have at the Fall Festival and tell people where they're going to be?
Sure.
We're going to start out with Tom Penei.
Tom Penei there's going to be three stages. Tom Penei is actually opening up the second, we're calling it the second stage, the Butler Brew Works stage. It's going to be right behind Butler Brew Works there on Jefferson Street. Mm-hmm. And that's at 11 a.m., the exact time that the festival starts. Tom's actually coming back later in the day at 2:30. He's doing a live art presentation. So if you stop by, Tom has a booth in the festival. He'll be creating a piece of artwork there.
Awesome.
All day long, and there will be a silent auction for that. So if you find the Fall Festival booth, where you'll see all the volunteers running in and out of, there'll be a silent auction going on there for the piece of art that Tom creates that day.
Awesome.
So that's going to happen, and he also is donated a $100 gift card that we'll be raffling off. That if you want to get a custom Tom Penei painting, $100 gift card towards that.
Well, there you go. So if you're thinking of a Christmas present or whatever,
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, come Christmas shopping at Fall Festival. Good call.
Yeah, see, we're thinking here.
Can we get through Halloween first and Thanksgiving? Please. Come Halloween shopping.
You can decorate for Halloween.
Well, Tom Pinay will be offering a little bit of his time this weekend, and we'll play his song, My Time, and follow that up with Mary Lou Scherter, because she's going to be down there.
She's going to be down there. In Diamond Park, we have it's going to be an all-acoustic stage. We got Washboard Tony kicking it off at 11, Mary Lou's at 11:45, Cities Under Cities, Zach Manuel, Donnie Ozzo, Brother from Another Mother, and Anthony Atkins from Good Old Ernie. So that runs, those sets run every 45 minutes starting at 11 a.m. Anthony Atkins will be turning around after this and playing a show at the Monroe Hotel. So they're kind of, after, I think they're going to try to start around 8, 9 o'clock so the people have time to get out of Main Street.
Awesome.
So you can go see the final band, which we will talk about, foreshadowing, and head on down to the Monroe for our post show as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's hear from Tom Pinay and Mary Lou Scherter, and you've heard one of the areas where you'll hear music. We've got two more to talk about as we continue our visit here tonight on the Grassroots Show with Don Shear representing the Butler Fall Fest. It's the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7.
Sometimes in your mind, you can't even find the time. It's all the same, don't be shy. Nothing's gonna change your mind. What I see and what I feel, nothing seems real to me. Most of us we're gonna have to see, and I don't give a damn about me. I find myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight, my time tonight, alright. Mm-hmm. Well, soul searching is a crime, don't you even have a dime. In black and white, or red as blue, the colors of the world, that's true. You don't see and I don't mind, I don't even have the time. Most of us we're gonna have to see, and I don't give a damn about me. I find myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight, my time tonight, alright. Try to find my way.
Find my way.
I'm gonna find my way. Yeah.
Find my way.
Most of us we're gonna have to see, and I don't give a damn about me. I find my myself here waiting on the truth. This is my time tonight.
My time's tonight, all right. My time's tonight, all right.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show with Don Shear from the Butler Fall Fest. Of course, he's with Anger the Ant, too, and many other things, including helping to put together the Farmers Market music talent this year. This segment brought to you by our friends that is another well-kept gem here in the Butler area, and that's Broz's Superette, where you can find all kinds of great cuts of meats, steaks, bacon, hot sausage, deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, and well, they're a little musically based too. Listen to their ad and you'll hear Austin and Diddy in the background. They're High on the Hill and Right in the Price. It's Bros' Superette, top of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. And we're talking today with Don Shear about the Butler Fall Fest. We just heard from Tom Panay and Mary Lou Scherter, who are going to be in two different locations of the Fall Fest. But that's the thing to keep in mind. Next Saturday, September 23rd, downtown Butler, lots of activities, lots of vendors, wall-to-wall Main Street car shows, and music in three different locations, which is fantastic this year, Don. And congratulate you and everybody involved. I mean, again, these are all volunteers that have come together to put this event on and keep an event that has been around for quite some time. This was they evolved out of what used to be known as the Butler Ethnic Festival.
Yeah.
And they decided to make it all-encompassing by calling it the Fall Festival. And it's great to, you know, have it still around.
Yeah, and we're excited to see it keep going. And hopefully this year comes back a little stronger. I'm excited to see what the Kids Zone brings, because I think that's going to be... We're bringing a petting zoo. There's going to be a petting zoo on Main Street.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just excited about that. Like,
yeah.
For some reason, I'm excited to walk out of the chop shop and go, I'm going to go pet a goat and just walk down the block. So.
And that's a lot of fun. I mean, and it's a neat aspect. And I know there's been different angles where you've brought different, you know, box stores in and they've tried to do things for the kids. And it's good to, I mean, people love to bring their kids and have them entertained.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big key to this.
And there will be stuff there for the parents. Not only, I know there's an escape room that just opened up, the Butler Great Escape on Main Street. Yeah. There's another company that's actually bringing in an escape room. Wow. And they're one of the vendors on Main Street.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, that's really cool that... So that's another thing to look out for when you're down there, and just have fun. Come down and have fun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
there's no admission, right?
No admission.
You just come on down. So
the only thing you're going to spend is the things you might purchase, like food.
Food, anything you buy from the vendors.
Or a Quillo.
Or a Quillo, yeah.
From Don's mom.
There you go.
Yeah. So
if you see a Quillo, just be like, hi, Mrs. Shear. And yeah. Just wave and walk by.
And there will be some of the stores downtown open too, which is cool. You know, I would hope that they take advantage of the opportunity to showcase to people, you know.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that when we took over, we talked to all the businesses and said, hey, what would you like to see done differently about the Fall Festival? If you've ever been to the Fall Festival before, all the booths used to be on the side of the road in the parking lanes. We moved them all into the turning lanes facing the business. So you get to walk now between the businesses and
that's
the booths.
That's a great idea. That's an excellent idea.
So that was a recommendation that came from the business owners. They're like, "What? Like you guys are blocking the storefronts." So we turned them around, and now everyone's walking back and forth. We had to get approval from the city. Thank you, City Council, for approving everything, all that fun stuff. So yeah, that's the other thing is that the it's showcasing Butler downtown. It is It's going to showcase Main Street, which is the awesome part of this. I think.
Yeah, and that's a neat connection to have because obviously you're using the downtown. You know, any kind of an event does cost the city money to operate. I mean, that's the bottom line, and it's got to work for everybody.
It does, and everybody's stepped up here, and we the committee that we have. There's just so many people that. Are doing so much, and it's just I've been blown away by it. And as the school year starts here, I'm getting so busy, and they're like, "We're having a meeting." Oh, I can't go this time, guys. Like, so they've been trucking on without me because my focus was the music. So
yeah, you know, it certainly sounds like stage number one area, the acoustic setup in Diamond Park sounds phenomenal. I mean, you were mentioning those people, and I'm thinking, wow, that's not. Just the people that are there. I mean, that's just one of the stage areas.
That's just one.
Wow, I was blown away by that. So let's talk about a couple of the other stage locations. Kind of work our way down Main Street, if you will. You said Mary Lou Scherter is going to be part of the Diamond Street area. Tom Panay kicking off down by the Butler Brew Works.
Tom Panay's kicking off the Brew Works stage, and these times run at 11, 1, 3, and 5. We'll have Tom Panay. The Tom Pappas Quartet or Band. I don't know what he's going by. But he's got a new CD that's ready to drop. And when you guys hear this thing, I love this CD. Like, cool. I got a sneak peek of it back when it was in mixing phase, and it's phenomenal. But he'll be going at 1, Anger the Ant at 3, because you know, got to hook yourself up a little bit, I guess. And Red Room Effect at 5, and I love those guys. Oh. And that's going to be a fun end to that stage.
And Turnabout's fair play, because when you guys released your CD at the Monroe Hotel, they opened up along with Utah.
With Utah, yeah.
Opening up the show, so that's pretty cool. So what great music you're going to hear at that location.
Yes, and like I said, if and the idea behind the way this stage was booked, this was the stage that I personally booked. I wanted to start softer and get a little harder as we went on, and more fun into the evening. And then, so if you're coming to the Fall Festival, the idea is that you're supposed to start at Diamond Park and funnel your way in to the Newcastle Street Plaza, which Mr. Utah Burgess and Shady Lady Productions will be having down there.
And a full list of talent going to be on that stage as well.
Yes, yes. The first thing, whenever I was asked to get involved in this, and they told me, we want you to book the entertainment, the first phone call I made was to Utah. And I said, Utah, you got to get involved in this. You take one stage and book it. I'll take the other stage and book it. And let's just have fun with this. So thank you, Utah, for jumping up readily. Like, it wasn't even, there wasn't even hesitation. It was like, Utah, you want to do this? He's like, yeah. And he didn't say like that. Utah doesn't talk like that.
Yes, sir, was the answer. But pretty cool.
It's great to have music back at West Newcastle Street Plaza. I mean, that was quite a venue there for a few years. A lot of fun had there. I think the community enjoyed it, and it was just perfect for live music. So it's great to be having them back again.
Well, and I've said this in the past. I have a place to go every Friday, and my wife and I both were halting those plans so that we could go downtown Butler to the West Newcastle Street Plaza to see who was going to be performing on Friday night, and would go elsewhere afterward. So, you know, we miss that, and I'm so excited.
I'm unfortunately coming back.
Well, I would hope. But, hey, unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town for rock football for this event, doggone it. But I'm so excited to hear that there is that much music that's going to be happening and that location, because it was such a perfect setting. So I'm excited to hear that. Now, before we get sidetracked, who's going to be down there on the West Newcastle Street stage?
Well, we're going to have a past guest, Miss Freddie, and her home cooking trio band. She's going to be kicking things off at noon.
At noon.
And then Ray Lanick Band, who just recently played the August Rock Done Right Tour stop out at the Hotel Beacon.
Yeah.
He'll be there with his trio.
Wow.
So a full band with him. And then, talk about when the West Newcastle Street Plaza used to be around. Mo Nelson played it several times for the Jeep Festival nights and for my stages and whatnot. So he will be back.
I'm so excited you got Mo, because I have not seen Mo play in years. Like, I used to, and I never saw him in Butler. I always saw him down in Pittsburgh at a place called the Obie House Tavern, and that's where I met him.
Yeah.
And when you sent me the list of bands you had, I was like, you got Mo? I got so excited.
Well, usually he's been down on a boat.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been busy sailing lately, Captain Mo there. But and then we're going to close the night out with past Grassy Award-winning band Shagdog Melonhead.
Wow. What an awesome.
So it'll be staggered. Like, he's got everything staggered. Did a very well job in organizing everything. So it'll be 12, 2, 4, and 6.
12, 2, 4, and 6.
At the West Newcastle Street.
So, again, you can kind of progress your way to a little bit of everything.
And once you're down there, you can bounce back and forth.
Yeah, because the Brew Works won't be too far away.
So, right.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's going to happen is there are presentations happening at the stages in between bands. So, for example, Tompanet goes from 11 until noon. Then at 12:30, before the other band kicks off, Mandy's Dance Studio will be there.
Oh, cool.
Doing a little presentation.
Okay.
So the presentations at the stages, Mandy's Dance Studio, this is the Brew Works stage. At 12:30 is Mandy's Dance Studio. At 2:30, Tompanet is doing his live art presentation. And at 4:30, we'll have a glass blowing by Sean McDonald going on. He'll be blowing glass on stage, which scares me, but that's okay.
Yeah,
fire scares me.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you've ever watched somebody do this, it's remarkable.
It is.
I mean, you won't be able to move. You're going to sit there watching this happen. It's pretty cool.
And then on the Shady Lady stage at the Newcastle Street Plaza, 1:30 Canisteras Dance Studio, 3:30 Master Connell's ATA Taekwondo is going to do a presentation.
Cool.
And then Dynamic Flame. So
more fire,
Flame spinners and breathers and jugglers and cool. all that fun stuff. So yeah. those are the demonstrations that will be taking place at those dates.
We've had Master Connell out at the band jam, and the people really, really get riveted by that as well. It's pretty cool stuff. So it's awesome. Wow, it's going to be a great weekend. And, again, this is all happening next Saturday, September 23rd in downtown Butler. Again, it gets underway at 11 a.m.?
It kicks off at 11. Main Street will close at 8. Okay. So in case you're planning on traveling in and just know Main Street will be closed at 8 o'clock, and then everything kicks off at 11.
Okay.
And the festival, the crafting Main Street part of the festival ends at 6.
Okay.
But that's why Shag Dog's starting at 6. We want everybody to funnel into that plaza for kind of like the final Friday concert series. We want that big, that nice big crowd there to end the festival and listen to Shag Dog and have a good time.
So come down and stay for the day, and then you can work your way to the Monroe after that and continue your fun.
There you go.
So lots of things going on, and of course the cars. Is it the Rodfathers?
No, I'm not even sure who's running it.
Okay.
They just decided they're going to pull together a car cruise. They've had them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of late forming, so all you got to do is just email the festival and say, hey, I want to bring my car down, and cool, come on down.
Okay. Is there a Facebook page for
there
for
is.
The fest?
There's also a website. There's butlerfallfestival.com, the Butler Fall Festival on Facebook. I would say go register and get a booth if you're a vendor, but they're all gone. So
good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a kids zone. Like I said, I'm excited for the petting zoo, face painting for the kids, some other stuff happening in there. And then just vendors galore.
And so. Tom Panay, a painting that is going to be painted that
Stop
day.
Stop by the Fall Festival.
And you could buy that by the end of the day, too.
Yes, so. There'll be a silent auction. It will be held in reserve. So if the reserve isn't met, the highest bid will have the option of paying the reserve price for the painting. But it is at a discount from what a normal Tom Panay costs.
Yeah, you're not going to get it for $10, kids. But, you know, it's not worth $10. It's worth a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff. Congratulations, Don. A salute to everybody that has been involved in this with you. Utah as well, taking one of the stages. Love the fact there's music in downtown Butler again.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So, well, let's not go away here before we play a couple of the tunes from, basically what are going to be the two headlining bands at two of those locations.
Yes, Red Room Effect. I met these guys, probably 5 years ago now. I met Eric. Back when they were a three-piece. What are they now? They're like us. They just continue to multiply. They're like Anger the Ant. Every couple months, they just add them.
There's only five of them.
Okay. Yeah. So we're growing a little faster, but we're older, so it's okay. Age-wise, they're actually an older band than us.
Yeah.
So Red Room Effect, Raindrops, my favorite song of theirs by far. As soon as I heard it, I was like, that's a hit. Like, I heard them live down in Pittsburgh. I was like, that song's a hit. And then, of course, Shag Dog, Melonhead, who doesn't love some Shag Dog in their life?
That's right. Past Grassy Award-winning song. We'll play that, Just an Idea. And, of course, Red Room, a nominee as well. So, great stuff. Don, thanks for coming in and visiting with us. Best of luck in everything you're doing in the future as well, and have a great fall festival in downtown Butler.
Thank you. Hope to see you guys there.
Yep. It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
One, two, three, four! I'm working hard.
and it's kind of warm. The raindrops are falling, heaven's gonna pour.
Yeah.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Saturday night, September 30th, head to the Lindora Hotel, where you'll find Cape Cod, the Redlines, Chet Vincent, and an acoustic opening act of Justin and Dave Hyland. Showtime is 8 p.m., 21 and over. On the Rock Done Right Tour front, mark your calendar for Saturday, October 14th, and attend one or both of the sessions of Zilly on Tap and catch some great local music. It's all happening at the Zilly Noble Community Park. And in November, mark your calendar for November 12th. That'll be our Veterans Day benefit at the Lindor American Legion. Stay tuned for more information there. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, next week, Saturday, the 23rd, is the Butler Fall Fest, and Shady Lady Productions is staffing the West Newcastle Street Plaza stage with Miss Freddy, the Ray Lanick Band, Mo Nelson, the Mo Nelson Band, and Shag Dog Melonhead. Plus, there will be two other stages of music, as you heard tonight with Don Shear. And mark your calendar as well for Thursday night, October 5th. It will be the Noble Hops Band at Recon Brewery in Sutter Township, Butler County.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back to Final Eyes, the September 17th edition of the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. This segment being brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to Don Shear and the visit tonight to preview the Butler Fall Fest. It's next Saturday, downtown Butler. Hope you'll check it out and enjoy some of the great festivities and the music that will fill the airwaves, and lots of great food and lots of great vendors, too, to stop by and visit. So it'll be a great day to be in downtown Butler. Love these local events. And speaking of that, our next Rock Done Right Tour Stop Utah is going to be coming up very quickly, the second annual Zilly on Tap, that will also feature some local music on Saturday, October 14th, and going to be a wide variety of music stylings going to be happening around that day. I love their slogan, Sip, Munch, Jam.
Yep.
Yeah,
and this was a blast last year. It was a nice fall day, and good time was had by all, and for a great cause. And for the first one out of the gate, they did fantastic. But yeah, October 14th, they're going to have two sessions. Session one will be from 3 to 6 p.m., and do a little blues rock with Squeezin' the Shaman. And Noble Hobbs Band will be filling in during the band's breaks there. And then the next session starts from 7 to 10 p.m. But in between sessions, while they move things over, Brother from Another Mother, friend Dave Hamilton, who is organizing the music for this event, they'll be performing. And then session two will feature a band called Organization, which is some soul jazz and funk trio. And maybe a little Noble Hop sprinkled in there, too, during the band's breaks.
That's very, very cool. And, I mean, you're going to see more than 15 of the best local breweries from all over western Pennsylvania. I mean, not only here locally, but from Erie on south. So a great opportunity for you to get in on that. $40 per session. The session's 3 to 6 and 7 to 10. If you're not a beverage drinker or you're the DD, it's $10 to come in and enjoy the music.
Yep.
And hang around and see some of the food items they're going to have there as well. And again, there's a reason why there's admission, because it's benefiting two local organizations. So you know when you come to this event that you're helping out a great, great cause down in the Zilly Noble area.
Yep, it's going to help the Zilly Noble Public Library and the community pool. So,
yeah, and it goes on rain or shine.
Yes.
So, you know, and a lot of the beverages will be under tent,
So. Rain or shine or slippery rock football, Bob, because I know last year you had to do a game and race out there, and you got to do the same thing again this year.
So. Yeah, we've got a late game that day, unfortunately. So, but yeah, it is
go
what
rock.
It is. Yeah, hey, somebody will have beverages for me. So I am enlisting you, the listener out there.
Kind of like when somebody brought me coffee while I was playing the Butler Farm Market. Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, I saw the plea.
Very good. Yeah. You know me.
Well, thanks again to Don Shear visiting here tonight. Thank you for listening. Don't forget you can get in touch with us. Just send us an email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, and let us know about your band, get us your music, or if you're a friend of a band, you can also send us information on where they're playing so that they can get on the calendar.
All right, and well, it's time for some music to take the show out, and I know Don loves hearing this song, so we're going to throw this on for her here. It's called Acoustic Fingers, and his song called Wildfire.
And we'll follow that up as well with a song that actually has never gotten on the air here, because we got to go back in time a ways to the Noble Hops Band visit when Rob and Utah were in the studio, and it just happened to coincide with a certain holiday earlier this year. So this has kind of been sitting in the archives, you know, gone but not forgotten. So we're going to pull it out now because we decided to edit our own selves that time. So we're going to dig out a really cool, well-written song. Now, don't be fooled by the title of the song because it's very deep. And when you're talking about the Noble Hops Band, you get what I'm saying here.
And we did play a winery today. So
that's right. So in honor of your visit to Narcisse, I'm digging out Jesus Was a Wino by the Noble Hops Band to wrap up the show tonight. We'll see you next week on the Grassroots Show on 97.7.
Jericho, knocking back some primo. Said he was the chosen one, a miracle-making son of a gun. Nothing ever left undone. Watch those sinners cut and run. Jesus, walk on water one more time. Jesus, turn that water into wine. Mary was his mother, Joseph was his stepfather. He grew up as a carpenter, non-union freelance laborer. He found himself 12 real good friends. They'd be with him till the end. That's when things got really weird. Jesus up and disappeared. Jesus, walk on water one more time. Jesus, turn that water into wine. Jesus was a wino. Down in Jericho, knocking back some primo. Said that he had had enough of sinning and stealing and all that stuff. Nothing more that he would do. He became a drunken Jew. And Jesus, walk on water. Jesus, turn that water into wine, some mighty fine wine.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's that time of year. Football tailgates, autumn festivals, pumpkin spice lattes, and don't forget the huge clearance savings on every remaining 2017 Honda in stock. So hurry into Honda North. If you like saving thousands of dollars and driving a great new car, this may end up being your very favorite fall activity. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Line after line. crank it up and listen to it hard.
I'm reading you loud and clear.
The Rock Station. Rock Station 97.7.